This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For as miserable as the worst of the pandemic was for kids cooped up at home, it was boom times for the toy industry. Over the first 2 years of the pandemic, toy sales in this country grew something like 33%. That's according to the NPD Group. Last year, though, sales declined 0.2%, and it's worse than that, way worse, for one of the biggest names in toys, Hasbro. The company behind Monopoly and My Little Pony and Magic the Gathering reports sales in the fourth quarter of last year, holiday time, right, of course, critical, were down 17% from 2021, and that it's going to be laying off about 1,000 people, 15% of its workforce. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes is on the Toys as Economic Indicator beat.
At Shenanigans Toy Shop in Baltimore, owner Flora Stelzer points out a classic Hasbro game.
Twister's popular, although I have to say it's been a little less popular just because of COVID.
Stelzer says a lot of people picked up a game habit during the pandemic, and they're still buying.
People don't want to stint on toys for kids.
Toys are an example of what economists call inelastic goods. People will buy them pretty much no matter what the economy is like. Chris Byrne, an independent toy analyst, says the layoffs at Hasbro reflect the toy industry emerging from a crazy couple of years.
We had an anomalous expansion, and we may be coming back to earth a little bit.
Byrne says smaller, leaner toy makers have been doing really well, and Hasbro may be moving in that direction.
I think that that's actually a good thing, even though the transition may be a little bit challenging.
Some consumers are trying to be more flexible, too. Outside Shenanigans Toy Shop, I meet customer Jenna Damo.
So I have 5 kids, so our toy consumption is always pretty high.
But these days, she's watching how much she spends on things like gifts.
I think usually when we're going to a birthday party, we'll usually do like $25, $30. So I guess the person will get less if things are more expensive because you can buy fewer things.
Plush toys are doing really well right now because owner Flora Stelzer says everyone likes to have something to hug. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.